Branding Your Baby. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The last thing any parent wants to do is saddle a child with the wrong name for the rest of his life. And so according to Bloomberg, some anxious American and European parents have been hiring branding consultants. One company charges close to $30,000 to pick a baby name that spells success, while at the same time avoiding the two main pitfalls of branding. Trademark conflicts, you don't want to accidentally name your kid Kleenex, and awkward links to historical figures. For example, depending on what happens in the next few years, the name Donald might be a risky choice. And I know $30,000 to pick a name seems extravagant, but some parents can't seem to control themselves. Sweden had to outlaw names that invite bullying. So Elvis, IKEA, and Metallica, all forbidden. In Denmark, Benji is okay, Anus is not. Yes, somebody tried. And New Zealand has rejected Stallion, Fish and Chips, Twisty Poi, and Sex Fruit. And they call themselves a free country. In America, of course, we are free in most states to choose any baby name, but even here, certain names can get you into trouble, as a New Jersey couple found out in 2008.
Within days after it had become public that Heath and Deborah Campbell wanted their son's name, Adolf Hitler Campbell, put on a birthday cake, the couple got a phone call from New Jersey's Division of Youth and Family Services.
Little Adolf was removed from the home, along with his sisters.
Joycelyn Aryan Nation and Hanslyn Himmler.
If only Dad had hired a branding consultant. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.